This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 240 for Tuesday, January 25th. Canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange erase earlier losses to finish mostly higher on Tuesday. The March canola contract is down 70 cents at $9.95.20 per ton. The May contract gains $2.10 at $9.87.60 per ton. A trader says there's been rolling into old crop July and into the new crop months, or the money has been going elsewhere. Support for edible oils is spilling over from another round of upswings in global crude oil prices. That is generating increases in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and most positions in European rapeseed. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 79.34 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 79.01. Stats Canada released its monthly crush report showing the December canola crush used about 704,700 tons. That's down 22.1% from the previous December. The soybean crush in Canada is just short of 163,000 tons and is up 6.5% from a year ago. Also, Stats Canada says total grain deliveries in December total 3.22 million tons, for a drop of 43.5% from the previous December. Last month's canola deliveries tally 1.25 million tons, down 42.4% from a year ago. Winter wheat conditions in several U.S. states are not very good. In Texas, for example, the crop rates 71% poor to very poor. Ongoing tensions between Russia and Ukraine are underpinning wheat prices. Reports say the U.S. has about 8,500 troops at the ready to send to Ukraine if Russia invades. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The March contract is up 4 cents at $14.07 per bushel. March soy oil rises more than a half cent at 62.51 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down $1.90 at $392 per short ton. Corn futures are narrowly mixed on Tuesday as the March contract dips a penny at $6.20 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger as the March contract jumps 21 cents at $6.52.5. The U.S. wheat complex is steady to higher as Chicago March rises 17.5 cents at $8.18. Kansas City March gained 16.5 cents at $8.34.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March nudges down a penny at $9.48. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 25th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.